Hi, I'm Brendan, and I am 6 years old, and you are listening to The Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Brendan, and hi there, kids commuters. Welcome to week one of our summer listening program for IPR's Kids Commute. So let's get to it. This week, we are listening to The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, which was written by British composer Benjamin Britten in the year 1945. It's a very clever and fun way of introducing young people to all of the different instruments in the orchestra. But before we meet all of the instruments, let's first meet our composer. And in this instance, there are two composers. Here's why. The full title of Benjamin Britten's piece is The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, Variations and Fugue on a Theme of Purcell. So who's Purcell? Purcell is the famed British composer Henry Purcell, who was born in the year 1659. Henry Purcell was in royal service almost all his life. He worked as a musician in one way or another for three different monarchs, Charles II, James II, and William III with Queen Mary. And Henry Purcell had all kinds of jobs. He sang in the choir, he fixed broken instruments, he played the organ at Westminster Abbey, and of course, he composed. And he composed a lot of music that's still popular today. Here's a little bit of one of his most famous works. This was an opera, Dido and Aeneas. This piece is called Dido's Lament. Dido is the queen of Carthage, who's very sad that her love Aeneas is leaving her. So she sings this lament, this sad song that says, "Remember me, but forget my fate." Here's a little bit of that. Today we'll be hearing a piece from another one of Purcell's operas, Abdelazer, but really, just a little piece. In fact, just this piece right here. That means technically, The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra has two composers, because Benjamin Britten took Henry Purcell's little piece right there and then wrote a bunch of variations to it and used it in his larger composition, The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra. That's why we talk about there being two composers to that piece. So Henry Purcell is our composer number one. Who's composer number two? Benjamin Britten. Benjamin Britten was born in England in 1913. And he started composing when he was 12 years old. The first thing that made it big for him was a Christmas cantata called A Boy Was Born from 1934. And interestingly, to link him to Purcell, one of the things he's the most famous for is writing operas. His first huge hit was an opera from 1945 called Peter Grimes. He even wrote an opera about Paul Bunyan. Here's a little bit of the Lumberjacks chorus from that opera.
My birthplace was in Sweden, it's a very long way off. My appetite was hearty, but I couldn't get enough. When suddenly I heard a roar across the white blue sea, I'll give you steak and onions if you'll come and work for me.
So there's a great link here between Henry Purcell and Benjamin Britten, because Benjamin Britten was considered the finest composer of English operas since Henry Purcell. See how that works? Benjamin Britten's original version of The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra was used for a documentary for education, just for schools, a little black and white one in 1946. Here's a little bit of what that sounded like.
Many of you may have heard and seen a full symphony orchestra playing in the concert hall. Many more of you must have heard one over the radio. But today, I want to take this great musical box to pieces, show you the various instruments, and let you hear their own particular sound.
The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra has been recorded or performed many, many times in different versions, sometimes with a narrator who tells you all about the different kinds of instruments, and sometimes without, with just the instruments showing off in between. This week, Kids Commuters, we're listening to a very famous version of The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, recorded in 1961 by legendary composer and conductor Leonard Bernstein. Our version features a narrator talking us through the music. Let's listen to him for just a little bit.
In order to show you how a big symphony orchestra is put together, Benjamin Britten has written a big piece of music, which is made up of smaller pieces that show you all the separate parts of the orchestra. These smaller pieces are called variations, which means different ways of playing the same tune.
According to the liner notes, that well-spoken young man was a 12-year-old boy named Master Henry Chapin. Master is the polite version of Miss for boys. And guess what, Kids Commuters? Surprise! I'm so excited for us all to meet Mr. Henry Chapin, who is now all grown up. Hi, Henry.
Hello, Kate.
Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
Can you help our kids understand what a big deal Leonard Bernstein was in 1961?
Oh, yes. He was an amazing man, known all over for his music and for his conducting and for his politics in those days. And here in New York City, he was the conductor of the New York Philharmonic, our biggest orchestra. And people filled the houses. And he was also, I think this is important, he was a wonderful teacher. And he often would start his regular series concerts with a little word or two about the music that you were about to hear. And he loved being a teacher. He was wonderful, cared about teaching a lot, and had these young person's concerts that he did in Carnegie Hall, in the old Carnegie Hall, on Saturday morning in New York City. And that's where I got to do this wonderful narration with him in one of those concerts.
Now, did you realize how big a deal that was to be doing that?
Well, in a way I did. The reason why I got the gig was because of my father. My father was a man named Schuyler Chapin, and he worked at Columbia Records. He was the head of the Masterworks division of Columbia Records at a time when Columbia had he had the Philadelphia Orchestra and the Cleveland Orchestra and the New York Philharmonic under Columbia Records. And so my father was a friend and a business associate with Leonard Bernstein. And I should say my mother came from the family that makes the Steinway pianos. She was Elizabeth Steinway. So that there was the whole, my world of growing up was also around Steinway artists and pianists. And so I had this wonderful, rich world of classical music. And every year, Leonard Bernstein would do one of these concerts as a young performer's concerts. And he would get up-and-coming players of classical instruments to come and play. And on my year, in 1961, he decided he wanted to do the Britten Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra at the end of the concert. And he said, I'd like to have a child, a young person, narrate it. The original narration is in the score. It's kind of tepid and boring.
Now, of the blowing instruments, some are made of wood and are called the wood wind.
And he wanted to spice it up a little bit. And so he turned to my father and said, Schuyler, you've got four sons, which is true, and I'm number one of four boys. And my father said, oh, sure, Henry can do that. And so he said, guess what? You're going to be working with Leonard Bernstein on The Young Person's Guide. And I said, oh, that's nice. That's great.
The piece is called The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra. And a very young person indeed is going to guide you through this music, Mr. Master Henry Chapin, age 12.
Henry, what was the production process like for this record?
I can tell you about that first day that was so special. My father came to school. It was actually St. Patrick's Day. It was March 17th. And he took me out of school. Very rare for my father to come to my school. And he took me down to Carnegie Hall, and we sat in two seats, empty house. The orchestra was just finishing its morning rehearsal. And there was this young Japanese assistant conductor. I remember they called him Seiji. And I thought, oh, Seiji. And it's, of course, Seiji Ozawa, mm-hmm. who's now very renowned conductor, has been for years. So the rehearsal was over, and it was lunchtime. So my father and I, with Bernstein and a stenographer, that's an old-fashioned secretary who wrote things down, we went up to the green room where Bernstein had his lunch ready, and he said, Hank, which is what I was called in those days, let's rewrite this narration. This is kind of boring. Okay, so we sat there, and we rewrote the words just like that over lunch. And at the time, I was a cellist. I remember this part particularly. He said, well, Hank, you play the cello. What do you think about the cello? And I said, oh, it's rich and warm and wonderful. And he said, good, I got that, rich and warm and wonderful. And he wrote that down. And actually, the stenographer wrote it down. And then a week later, I received it at my apartment by messenger, a score, a big orchestral score with all of the words pasted in over the original words. And that was how we came to the narration that you still hear on that Columbia record.
Cellos are even larger than violas, and their tone is rich and warm and wonderful.
And what a feeling to have your feelings about the cello on this record.
Yeah. Just the creativity and the presence of an artist like Mr. B, that's what I called him. My father called him Lenny, and many people called him Lenny. But just to be with him for that half an hour and just go from the start to the finish and roll this out, he was completely present and available and compassionate, and we talked together. And it was a marvelous experience, and actually, at the time, I didn't really know how special it was. It was only later that I realized, wow, I had a very extraordinary and lucky childhood to be able to do a piece of work like that. I find that now at my age, I'm proud to say I'm 69 years old, late in the year, so I'll be turning 70 in November. I'm still a musician, and I'm still playing, and I still have students and performing, and it's good. It's a good, rich background.
Thank you so much, Henry Chapin. Now let's listen to Henry and Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic do their thing with The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra by Benjamin Britten. Take it away, Henry.
In order to show you how a big symphony orchestra is put together, Benjamin Britten has written a big piece of music, which is made up of smaller pieces that show you all the separate parts of the orchestra. These smaller pieces are called variations, which means different ways of playing the same tune. First of all, he lets us hear the tune, or the theme, which is a beautiful melody by the much older British composer, Henry Purcell. Here is Purcell's theme, played by the whole orchestra together. Lets you hear the four different families of the orchestra playing the same Purcell theme in different ways. First, we hear the woodwind family, the flutes, the oboes, the clarinets, and the bassoons. Here comes the brass family, the trumpets, the horns, the trombones, and the tuba. Mr. Britten arranges the Purcell theme for the string family, the violins, the violas, the cellos, and the double basses, and of course the harp. finally, the percussion family. All those drums and gongs and things you hit. After this, you will hear the theme by Prizzle, played once more in its original form by all four families together. That is, the whole orchestra. Now Mr. Britton begins to write his variations, one for each instrument in turn. He begins at the very top of the woodwind ladder with the little piccolo and the two flutes. Coming down the woodwind ladder, we reach the oboes, which have a piercing, sad quality. Next, the clarinets, which are so athletic, they can play almost anything, and they make a beautifully smooth, mellow sound. Down at the bottom of the woodwind ladder are the bassoons, the largest members of the woodwind family with the deepest voices. The next variation starts at the top of the string ladder with the violins. They play in two groups, first and second. Violas are a bit larger than violins, and so they are deeper in tone. Cellos are even larger than violas, and their tone is rich and warm and wonderful. And at the bottom of the string ladder, we find big, heavy, grumbling double basses. The harp is a whole string ladder in itself because it can play as high as a violin and as low as a double bass. When Mr. Britton comes to the brass ladder, he begins right in the middle of it with the horns, which can also play very high and very low. The trumpets are the highest brass instruments. I guess everybody knows their sound. The trombones have low, heavy, stern voices. The bass tuba is even lower and heavier. In fact, the lowest brass instrument of all. there's an enormous number of percussion instruments. We can't play them all, but here are the most familiar ones. First, the kettle drums, often called the timpani. Now the bass drum and the cymbals. The tambourine and the triangle. The snare drum and the Chinese block. The xylophone. The castanets and the gong. And finally, the whip. Together. So you see, the composer Benjamin Britten has taken the whole orchestra apart. Now he puts it back together again in a fugue. The instruments come in one after another in the same order as before, beginning with the piccolo. And at the end, when all the instruments have finally come in, the brass will play old Henry Purcell's melody, while the other instruments go on playing young Benjamin Britten's fugue.
Leonard Bernstein conducted the New York Philharmonic and our new friend Henry Chapin performing The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra by Benjamin Britten. Henry, do you have any advice for young music lovers out there?
You children out there, you need to actually listen actively to a piece of music. If you need something visual to go along with it, then find a way to find images that go with the music, or a recording or a media, multimedia piece that has it, and listen to a classical music, that's art music, with actively listening to it. And listen for 15 minutes and then stop and then go and do something else. I think that that will help you understand and appreciate the music.
Thank you. That is really good advice. More music, people. More. Now, kids commuters, if you're a regular listener to our program during the school year, you know that after the music comes the Quizlet. Here's how this works. Send the answer to the Quizlet to us with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482, and we'll send you this week's prize pack. There's a different prize for every week this summer, and if you answer all 5 questions, you'll win tickets to an Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra concert and an invitation to our big ice cream party at the end of the summer. So here is our Quizlet question. Benjamin Britten's Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra is based on a tune by what composer? And hey, because it's summer break, we're going to make this one really easy for you. Here's a hint. Rewind this program to about a minute from the beginning for the answer. Easy peasy, right? Now, take that answer, send it to us, and your first week summer prize pack is on its way. Thank you so much again to Henry Chapin for spending time with us and telling about his very special time with Leonard Bernstein, or should we say Mr. B. Thank you, and bye, Henry.
Bye-bye, Kate.
Well, that does it for week one of the Kids Commute Summer Listening Program. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm producer Tony.
See you next week.